members of Parliament's Finance and Expenditure Committee gave up their lunch hour to hear Reserve Bank Governor Graham Wheeler explain why he's cut the official cash rate to 2%.
We're concerned about the exchange rate pressures on the economy, and we would like to see some of those pressures abated, and if possible, we'd like to see the exchange rate down lower.
Among questions for Graham Wheeler was one from Labor's finance spokesman Grant Robertson, who asked him if he expected trading banks to pass the cut on to their customers.
Well, we don't want to get into a situation of directing banks in respect of their pricing. So, you know, banks will need to decide how they allocate those cuts in lending rates. But we'll leave that to the market competitive pressures.
An hour later, Finance Minister Bill English echoed the Reserve Bank Governor's answer in his answer to Grant Robertson's opening question of the day.
Fundamentally, it's our view that the competition among banks will determine how much is passed on. It's not the government's job to tell them how to run their business.
Supplementary question, Grant Robertson.
If it's not the government's job to tell banks how to run their business, why did John Key say, and I quote, if banks behave like good corporate citizens, they should pass on Reserve Bank cuts in full to their customers?
The Honourable Bill English.
Mr Speaker, because good corporate citizens do what their customers demand that they do. And that's what will happen. In the end, they will decide how to respond to demand in the market. And New Zealanders who are worried about it can ring up their bank, demand a lower interest rate, and I'm told that they'll get it.
Mr Robertson then asked the Finance Minister about the effect of lower interest rates on house prices.
What responsibility does he take for New Zealanders not receiving the full benefit of the OCR cut today, given the ANZ Bank statement that lowering lending rates would, quote, throw fuel on the fire in an overheated housing market?
The Honourable Bill English.
Well, Mr Speaker, this week the primary responsibility for the housing market in New Zealand lies with the Auckland Council.
Mr English said the council, through its unitary plan, controls supply of houses.
That's the critical variable in the housing market, and the Auckland Council have control over that variable.
Supplementary question, Grant Robertson.
When 75% of New Zealanders are telling his government that they are not doing enough to address the housing crisis and that this is the reason banks are giving for not cutting rates, why won't he front up to New Zealanders and admit that his government's failure to even admit there is a housing crisis is a major reason why mortgage rates will not be cut?
The Honourable Bill English.
Well, Mr Speaker, in the first place, the member is making an assumption about mortgage rates, and I think we've yet to see how the competitive pressures in the market will work out. As it happens, banks have reduced mortgage rates over the last 6 months or so by more than the reductions in the OCR, and that could happen easily over the next few months. But the key decisions now for the housing market lie with the entity that regulates the Auckland housing market, and that is the Auckland City Council.
Having covered interest rates and the supply of houses, Grant Robertson asked Mr English to address the effect on demand for housing of increased immigration.
Does he recognise that he is now completely out of touch in ruling out a review of immigration policy settings when the Reserve Bank have now joined every opposition party and most economic commentators in saying that unsustainable levels of immigration are putting downward pressure on wages and upward pressures on housing prices?
Honourable Bill English.
Well, Mr Speaker, immigration policy settings are always under review, but I'll tell you one part of it we won't be reviewing. The biggest single change is New Zealanders staying home. And unlike New Zealand First, our policy is not to kick New Zealanders out in order to reduce the migration numbers.
Order. Order. Order.
Finance Minister Bill English in Question Time, which was followed by the first reading of a tax bill containing simplification of rules for small businesses and a tightening of the administration of foreign-owned trusts in the wake of exposure of tax havens in the Panama Papers. Parliament's adjourned for the weekend, back on Tuesday at 2 p.m. I'm Tom Frewin, and this program was made with funding from Parliament.